him, and he's always so helpful, even if he gets mad at somebody.
Yeah, he really is. I'm getting like 100 messages. What's going on? Oh my god. Oh
Power
my gosh!
House.
I hope everybody
You're
behaves tonight. We're tired.
Okay, let's check how long.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I said it hasn't started. That's weird. It's
oh,
about
wait,
to
start,
start any
we
second
didn't hear
now.
A countdown? I think we're on air, guys. It says on air.
Oh, really? Okay.
You didn't hear a countdown.
We've got to
well,
put the Three Stooges.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers.
Oh,
we're going this evening. I'm Liz Fisher, joined by DC Love, Mary Hernandez, and Dan Brock, Drake Brocky. How are you this evening, ladies?
We are doing great.
We are here. That's
yeah. Oh, well, to go along with what we were saying, whether we were on air or not, about the wild energy that's in the air right now.
Oh, yeah.
We've been sharing with each other that we've all been having trouble sleeping the past week or so. There's a lot of, you know, energy in the atmosphere. We're in the Lion's Gate portal, which climaxes on Monday, 8-8. I'm actually teaching a class at my center on Lion's Gate, so I'm excited about that. But that's when our intuition is very heightened. The conscious awareness is leveled up. You know, a lot of energy is coming through. A lot of things are coming down from the cosmos for us. We've had a lot of great planetary energy happening. Last weekend, there were 3 meteor showers going on all at one time, which is kind of cool. I think it's pretty rare.
Wow.
So that was a cool thing. And I tried to catch some of it, but they were pretty late in the night. So I can honestly say I didn't get to see any of the meteor shower, but that energy always is opening these wild portals for us here on Earth when that happens. So I will share. I'm Liz Fister. I am an intuitive, an empath, a Reiki healer, a intuitive meditation coach, a card reader, spiritual counselor, a card deck creator, an ordained minister, a radio show host, and the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. And every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation with everyone. And I have recently been doing more with sound healing, taking that to people. I worked with a friend of mine for about 6 months she was diagnosed with cancer in January. And I went every Friday and played the bowls for her for just about an hour every week. And it helped her to get through her treatment. She did not survive the cancer, but, you know, it made her comfortable. It made her get to some big life events that happened before she passed. So, you know, it may not always be the remedy, but, you know, it definitely makes you comfortable. It makes you feel better, very uplifting. And this past week, I was called by another local person that said, you know, my mom's coming home on hospice, and, you know, would you work with her? And, you know, of course I will, because if someone asks, they must need it, and they must know that they're going to enjoy it. So I like to bring that to people and help them. It's so powerful. Sound is just a beautiful, beautiful instrument. So I'm happy to have that to share with people. I didn't bring a bowl this evening, ladies, because I was gifted today some beautiful tincture bells from a woman that I did some work with. So I thought I would play those this evening for our guests to get us grounded and centered. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Sounds great.
Yes, beautiful.
All right. So go ahead and take a nice big deep breath in through your nose, filling up your chest and your stomach full of air, and then let it out through your mouth nice and slow, blowing it all out to your completely deflated. And go ahead and take another deep breath in and let it out. And as you take another breath in, go ahead and focus on the sound of the chime. There you are.
I loved it.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Yes, that was absolutely amazing.
So I will pass it over to you ladies. Mary, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, and I communicate with spirit. I receive channeled messages from passed on loved ones. I'm also a Reiki master and ordained minister, and I offer different types of reading, love readings, two question readings on my website, and also numerology readings. And one of the benefits of numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and your life purpose here on earth. And numerology is the bridge between who you are now and the potential of who you're meant to be, your potential. And you could book a reading with me by going to my website at www.theangelwithin.com, or you can email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com, and D is spelled T-H-E-E. So it's theangelwithin.com. And then I also wanted to touch on the Lionsgate portal. And the energies, right? So these energies started on July 26th. So a lot of people have been affected by this. So there's been, you know, lots of unexpected endings, new beginnings, like you mentioned, higher consciousness, Liz, enhanced intuition. I felt it. I mean, and it's psychic abilities, feeling awakened, energized, and in alignment. A lot of people are seeing, which I am, sequences of 1111, 333, 444, 888. You're receiving prophetic messages through dreams, and even I've been receiving messages during my working, daytime, and just seeing visions, the angels and my guides just bringing information to me. And it's right now the ability to instantly manifest is really high. So, you know, and there's a lot of deja vu moments, synchronicities, spiritual downloads, unexpected transition, and extremely positive transformation. So all of the above can happen, or one. You know, like I've been experiencing a lot of what is going on with this new vortex of A8. So, and I'm sure we all are, you know, and some people are not aware of it. But, you know, if you start seeing all those angel numbers and synchronicities, you know, it's really something to pay attention to. That means you're on the right path, you know. And you could always look up the angel numbers, which, you know, I do every day. that's one of the ways that our angels communicate with us, you know, through those angel numbers. And it's really amazing. And really quickly, I pulled a card. I don't know if you guys heard before we opened the show, but I pulled two cards for the collective. And it was Mahavachar Babaji, and he's it's soul expansion. Your consciousness is expanding. You understand the connections between all things. And that's what's happening now, right? We're connected to everything. We're all one. You know, there's no one different. We're all one. And then the other message was Mother Gaia came through, and it's the earth connection. So be mindful of the planet, come back to earth and stay grounded. You know, just go out, hug a tree, sit on the grass, walk on your barefoot, you know, on grass, you know, and be in this, and circle yourself like in a cocoon of peace, you know. It helps revitalize that connection and bring you healing where it's possible, you know, or wherever you need healing. So those are the two messages, and of course I will post them on the Secret Embers Network. How about you, Jan? Do you want to share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Both you and Liz were amazing to listen to. I just want to tell you thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very clear and just beautiful. So I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter and on the Sacred Embers, in the Sacred Embers group. And my website is www.wefindourway.com. And I'm overloaded right now with so much to do, and so I'm not taking too many readings, and I'm already booked up anyway as it is, and so please don't ask for readings right now, because I can't do it. I'm dealing with health problems still, and also other readings that I haven't finished. So, and I'm really slow. So anyway, it's okay. I just wanted to tell you that, because sometimes people will go ahead and pay, and then I have to give it back to them, and I'm sorry I have to do that. So I just want to let you know, don't book anything. Anyway, I like to do animal totems. I see the animals, the animal spirits, and they come through very easily for me. It started happening when I was taking care of my mom, and we had an earthquake, and a butterfly woke me up in the morning and took me to my mom because she was screaming on her bed. She was hysterical and afraid that she would fall off. We were really rocking. I mean, it was a big earthquake here in Las Vegas. And this big old thing, yellow butterfly, just came, and I was right there, wide awake, looking at this thing right in front of me. It was huge. And it took me to my mom, and it was, like, really cool. It woke me up. So I had never seen such a thing in my life. I didn't know that could even happen. It was really bizarre. But ever since then, they've been coming through. I don't see them out like that in real time like that. I haven't seen too many. I don't know if I've even seen maybe a few, but mostly I see them in my mind's eyes. So, and they come around people. When people come around me, I can see them right away. They're just, I don't know, apparent for me. So anyway, I do that. I work with those guides and receive messages from them, and for clients and for everyone. And then I also like to do predictions. That's a thing that I'm continuing to work on, continuing to learn about. I love doing predictions. I'm still working at it, and I listen to a lot of people who give predictions. It just interests me. I love it, and so many people are so amazing at it, and I'm still a novice, but that's something that I do, so I work at that, and I do that for my readings, the clients, too. People ask me stuff about future things, and I try to do it the best I can, you know. Okay, and then I write poetry, and it's something that I love to do. It's probably my favorite thing to do, and I'm wanting to work with singers and collaborating with my words and their songs. So I'm putting that out there, and I've been working on this for a while. And anyway, that's mostly what I've been doing. Our group also, the Sacred Embers, has a private room where we work on missing persons and crimes also. So I'm just saying that too. And that's about it.
Beautiful, Jan. That was absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Beautiful as well, right. The three of you. That was awesome. And this is DC. I'm just going to give you the cliff notes, because I have Robin Williams with us tonight. I'm a small medium at large, a spiritual jack of all trades, and I'm also a telephone to the divine. And the last one is what Robin Williams loves most. So I'm going to start off. I connected with him when Joan Rivers was in a coma. I'm going to share that first, and then he's with us tonight. Okay, so I have a message, and this all started when I connected with Joan Rivers. She was in a coma. She had come to me, and she asked me to please tell Melissa and Cooper that she was okay. At the same time, I had Robin Williams coming through, and then I saw Joan looking at Robin and saying, "Not now, Robin, it's all about me." So poor Robin, he stepped back, and he was looking around, waiting for the right time, and he did finally get to come in. And he said, "Hello, everyone. It's an honor to be here today with you. I first connected with my friend DC when Joan Rivers was passing. I started to speak, and Joan said, 'Not now, Robin. It's all about me.' So I have been waiting for a while, and I did wait till the coast was clear. But I just wanted to say, try to always do the right things and help others. Take the time to get to know people. Some of my greatest moments were spent helping people and making them feel less afraid. Everyone is fighting their own battle. Caring people help others. Be a caring person. Another message that I want to bring forward today is to try to look at things a little differently. When you do the things that you look at, they will change. And just when you think that you really know something, you have to look at it differently and you see it in a different way. The universe is wider than our view of it, and also, never stop looking for more challenges. Keep exploring. There is still so much to learn, and even a mistake can be a wonderful thing. I'd also like to talk about loss. You really don't know about loss until you lose something or someone you love more than yourself. Your life is forever changed. To love is to risk not being loved in return. But I must say, the risk must be taken. I can only tell you about my definition of love. Love is trusting someone enough to show them who you really are, including the things that you are ashamed of. I hope that you can smile when you are sad, have the courage to know yourself, faith to believe, confidence when you doubt, friendship to warm your heart, and love to fill your heart, and laughter to wipe away all the pain of all the yesterdays. And you've only gotten a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it. Please find your passion and make your mark on the world. I love you, Robin." So that was my previous message, but tonight we, in fact, do have Robin with us, and he's stepping forward. Each of you ladies, you're filled with such light, and when you join together, you're like souls on fire. You emit so much love and light, and to me, you look like a beautiful lighthouse for others. Your spirits are so powerful. Make sure you take time to focus on you. Everyone needs to be nourished and have balance in their life. And one thing that I truly love is music. It's God's little reminder that there's something else besides us in this universe. It's like a harmonic connection between all living beings. Living beings everywhere, even in the stars. And so, speaking of living beings, I'd like to say, Nanu, Nanu, Shuzbut, to each of you, my formal greeting. Got to get out of your comfort zone, people, and you only grow by becoming, by coming to the end of something and the beginning of something else. And your beautiful network, the Sacred Embers Network, wow, it's really growing, and I see it growing by leaps and bounds. It reminds me of the movie I was in, The Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo. For me personally, I was hairy enough to be a tiger, so that was really good, and I felt like I could create something amazing ground up. And your group is just like that. Not hairy, of course. I'm not saying that you ladies are hairy, but you're building something amazing. And I always used to wonder, if there was really a heaven where there were, there were laughs up there. And now I know that it truly does exist, the heaven with the laughter. And I have to tell you, ladies, some of the laughs that we are having is actually with you at your great shows. And please remember what's right is what's left if you do everything else wrong. And I have to say, I really am not one to talk about politics, but if women ran the world, we wouldn't have wars. We'd just have really interesting negotiations around every 28 days. So when you tell your kids to eat vegetables, I have to ask you, ladies, please do me a favor. Do not serve okra. It's the closest thing to nylon that I've come across, and I can't even eat it. It was like cotton with a green bean and sort of tasted like a snot, yuck. So, well, enough said on that subject, I know. I can't wait to listen to the show, and I love to hear Jan's beautiful, beautiful poetry, Jan, and your animal totem readings and the way you see these animals. Wow. And Mary, you have so many beautiful decks of oracle cards and tarot cards, and you give the most amazing readings. And Liz, all your beautiful singing bowls and the personal deck of cards that you yourself created with your son's beautiful artwork, you know, that is, it's really powerful. And Catherine, of course, she's spot on with her readings and her advice, too. And I can't forget DC. She's divinely crazy with her sidekick, Ginger, and her not-so-divine guide, you know who. And we're not going to say that name, ladies, okay? Well,
okay.
I think that's enough said about that. But I have to ask you, I heard something about crabs. I hope none of you ladies have crabs tonight.
No, we're not
crabs?
Eating crabs.
I think someone went fishing.
Allergic.
That's what it was. Okay. I was fishing because
yes,
crabs are not nice,
fishing.
Let me tell you.
Catherine.
Okay.
Fishing for crabs, yes.
Okay. I'm upset about that, too. Okay, so the angels are coming in. They're going to help me find a seat. And I've heard that during past shows, you ladies had Betty White here, and she brought some refreshments. I hope she's here tonight. And one last thing, we're certainly not in Kansas anymore because Angel Answers is an amazing show. And wow, I am so excited to be here in person with you all. Here's looking at you kids. And Robin,
that was
of course,
great.
Seat by Ginger and the Angels.
Yeah.
So we thank Robin. And as I said, I connected with him earlier. Something that Jan did to trigger Robin coming in, and he's here tonight.
That's beautiful.
That was
beautiful
fantastic.
Messages.
Oh, wow. I
well,
don't know how
those
you
are
do
the
it.
Clean
messages. It's amazing.
I had some other stuff like earlier that was not appropriate for Angel Answers, so.
Yes,
we're
going to
save that for the late show. Yeah, we got to save that for another time. And he's telling me, okay, so you let Joan Rivers come on. I've really gotten Joan to behave, so. Robin, you haven't been here for a while, and she has been behaving.
Well, that's good.
It's a special gift to be able to channel these people. And DC, she can do it, and it's just amazing to hear her messages. Oh, I love them. It's just beautiful.
Yes, very beautiful.
I can't take all the credit. I really can't, you know. It's just they come in and it is magical. It's amazing. It's magical. But I sort of feel like, you know, the secretary. I take down the messages.
Right.
Sometimes it is like that.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. It's really cool.
That's funny. All right.
Well,
Jan, do you want to
raise
your phone?
Uh-oh. Are you waiting for Robin?
No, he's here. Robin Williams is here.
Okay. Yeah. I'm ready to share poems if you want me to. Is it time?
Yes.
Robin said he came for the poems.
Okay.
Of course. Yes, he came to hear all her beautiful poems. Yep.
Aw, that's nice. All right. Well, I took these poems off of my page because I had put them up during the week. So I'm mostly saying some of those. So here goes. This one goes, if your heartbeat continues, your dreams are still awaiting. And this is called Light and Dark, Living Art. I'm wild. I am free. I am light. I am dark. Together we are energy. We are two sides of the same part. We shine synergistically. Together we are living art. And this is called Show Shoes. Until we step in another's heels, we don't know their dance. Try to be more compassionate to each other. Sometimes there is only one chance. Be easy on each other. Life is going by so fast, no time to lose. The curtains open and close by the wink of our show shoes. And this one's called Friends Are. Friends are jewels, diamonds that shine, rays of love, of solidarity, trust, transparency, of sparkles, of colors, of every spectrum of the rainbow. They are butterflies of light that give us wings of vibrancy and continuing life. And this one's called To See. When we see, it is part of you, part of me. The challenge is to see without judgment or disarray, but with the third eye of wisdom and sincerity, revelation and clarity, then all is okay. To see the spirit into the soul, not just the outer layer, that is the goal. To see beauty from within, the colors that shine all around, there is no doubt to see you, to see me. We join in colors and peace. We are free. And this one just says, love dove from above, please, peace needs to increase and never cease. And this one's called Higher Dimensions. Higher dimensions come from kindness, love, forgiveness, charity, service, and integrity. These are divine superpowers. And this one is inherent passion, wild moon woman. May your inherent passion receive you and always shine forth. Let it burst out of you, east, west, south, and north. Let it free your soul. Let it shake your wild like never before. And this is called, what is love? People think one way or another way. They all think they are correct, right way, wrong way. There is none. Love is all there is. What is love? And butterfly wings. Her gaze, her lips are as sensitive as butterfly wings, as powerful as the wind sings. She won't underestimate those things. She's alive and will thrive. And this is called With Peace. Touch a rainbow with our friends and loved ones. Let the colors shine on them with peace. Let the differences be less and the similarities increase. And this, I don't have a heading for this. I walk in heavenly realities. I allow the light beams to touch my face. I seek what is seeking me. I am surviving by grace. I activate the promised land. It lives inside of my heart. I help to change my atmosphere at any time or any day is a good start. And this was what I channeled from Robin Williams. It's just a tiny, tiny thing. Drink the colors of love. Let's drink each other's colors until we are overwhelmingly in majestic, delighting ecstasy of joy, laughter, and love with each other. And the last one goes, when sweet overrides hate and French kissing is not too late, when loneliness is no more and you find someone to adore, when love is in abundance and none is lost, it is in balance. And that's that.
Oh, beautiful. I love that last one. I mean, I love them all.
Oh, yeah?
That last one. Like, wow. Oh.
Really? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. They're all so beautiful, though.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you liked that last one. Thank you. I wasn't even going to read it, and then I thought,
beautiful.
Oh, I should, because I like to read one love poem of a show, you know.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I absolutely loved it. So are you ladies ready? Because this switchboard is like crazy. There's so many colors tonight.
Wow.
Well, every night. Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
So are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Area code 630. Okay. Welcome to Angel Answer. Can I have your first name?
Thank you for taking my call. My first name is Dion.
Dion? Hi, Dion. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I'm looking for some guidance. I wrote a book and published it like 15 months ago. And then people were asking me to write the sequel, so I did. And I just need an editor. The editor that I used for my first book kept saying she was going to do it, and she never did. And I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to put it on my credit card. But is it something I should move forward with, like, right now? Or am I being a little premature with my project?
Lady, who wants to go first?
I can go.
I
have the...
If you can go ahead,
please,
Jen, that'd be great.
Are you sure?
Yes,
okay.
Go ahead, please.
Dion, it's Jan, and I see the animals, and so I'm just going to give you an animal and just a tiny message, and then the ladies will give you the rest of the reading. So I see a fox immediately for you, and fox means when they show up to trust your intuition, be very wary about someone you may be involved with who may be attempting to trick you. Oh, no. And but your intelligence and ingenuity are very useful right now. So it's better for you to remain in the background and exert influence from that position than to step up ahead. It's best to blend in surroundings right now. That's what this is what the fox message, that's what they are saying about the fox. It's important to take time to break out of social conditioning, express yourself more freely, and to trust your senses. You're an excellent parent, nurturing, you're capable of blending into the environment and adjusting your body language and vocal characteristics and even what you wear. I guess they're really into that. They want you to blend a little bit more. But you have creative solutions to problems. So, but what I was getting about this for you was, when you were telling me about this, it felt so exciting to me that you're doing this, and I don't see a real, I don't think it's that big of a problem to go on ahead. But that's just a feeling I was getting for the publishing, you know. But I'm going to let the ladies carry on the message from there.
Beautiful, Jan. That was absolutely amazing.
Sure. Thank you.
Really, really beautiful. And
okay,
Jan, what I was getting, you know, you're doing really great right now. Okay, but you know, it's okay to just, you know, take it a little slower for you know, a little bit, okay? Because I feel like there's going to be so much to do, and I really feel like you have to think about things a little bit, okay? So I was, you know, asking the angels, you know, is it the right time right now? And I really feel like if you wait until fall after the summer, I feel like, you know, things may go a little bit smoother, okay? I feel like you need a little extra time, that everything isn't quite complete as of yet, okay? And I'm also seeing, you know, something like exciting is coming your way with this project, okay? So I wouldn't rush into it. If it were me, I would wait, like, you know, and just, you know, just keep working at it until fall. We, you know, fall's not, you know, that long, you know, of a time for us to wait, because we only have 1 month, you know, August, and then we're into September. So I would wait. And I heard Robin saying, you know, Dion, you have the power of the heavens within you. Okay? And all of, you know, all of these beautiful heavenly helpers are with you. So you've got to just, like, slow down a little bit, be a little bit more aware, and allow them to really to help you have the enlightenment that you're needing. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, originally I thought that the first book was going to get picked up, like, by a publisher.
Okay.
And so then I would have help with the second one, because they give you a contract on the second one, right? But I'm always somebody who just doesn't want to wait for somebody to make me somebody, you know. It's like, I got this book, and I want to be able to get it out there and, like, keep the momentum going on.
Right. But what I'm getting, like, even from Robin, is saying you need a little bit more time. You've got to wait just a little bit more time. Have patience and let things basically unfold by themselves. I don't feel like he's saying, you know, it's not going to be good if you rush into things, okay? And expect, you know, the book to be published. Expect, you know, good things to happen, because you have so much to offer, okay? And I do feel, you know, there's going to be something with this project, maybe something that you didn't expect. Maybe someone will come along and help you, okay? And I'm also seeing, I'm seeing a man. So I don't know if there's a man that is in your life presently. And I feel like he may help you, you know, with what you're wanting, or there may be, you know, another connection with him. But presently you're doing a great job. And, you know, you're being patient, you're planning. And Robin is saying just sit there and, you know, and sit there and smell the roses is what I'm hearing from Robin. Okay? So I do feel like it would be to your benefit to just wait just a little bit longer. Okay? And I even see angels gathering around you. And the angels are just saying, you know, this is sort of like a little temporary pause in the action. And it gives you a little time to think about things, okay? So go over what you've done so far. Go over what you need to do next. It's sort of like making sure, like, you have a really good strategy of how you want to move forward. But I do feel like the divine is going to send you some help, okay, to help you to move forward. Okay, and like you said, I did see a gentleman. Like, I saw a man, so I'm not sure if the man is going to help you with the project. I do find like there's a man, and I feel like he has money, so maybe he will help you out in some way, invest in you. But I feel like it's either him or someone else. I see someone handing you like a gift. Okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, so just please, you know, please just hang in there. You don't have to do everything right now. And I feel like the divine is going to come in and help you, because the divine help is going to help you where it's needed, okay? There's something that, like you said, you don't feel certain about. But the big thing is please don't worry about anything. Don't let anything stress you out. And my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, Mom, tell her. She's showing me, like, pennies from heaven, and they keep coming and coming. And when she does that, that means prosperity, abundance, success, okay? So this is going to be a great time for you, okay? And see yourself, you know, like, see yourself at maybe, like, at a session at a bookstore where you're, you know, you're putting your autograph on the book and you have a big line of people waiting to get one of your books. I feel like you said something really amazing is going to come your way, but you've got to have a little bit more patience, okay?
Okay, that's amazing reading. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. God bless, hon.
Thank you. Hi, Dion. It's Liz. And I pulled this card actually before we even picked you up, and I was told this is for the first call. So it was card number 51, and it's create. It says meditate and create some space. Be mindful of all you do. Start with little steps until you realize it's a way of living. So I agree with DC on the wait part. I know that it's exciting and you want to keep the momentum going. I definitely understand that. But I also feel like I was thinking of like the Marvel movies, you know, and they leave you with a cliffhanger, right? You know that there's going to be another one because they can't end it here. And they make you wait, right? Like they keep you on edge. And like the longer you're waiting, you know, I'm sure you use social media and things to advertise yourself. Put little tidbits out there. Put little breadcrumbs, but don't reveal it all yet. Keep them holding on, you know. But wait a little longer, because I feel like what I'm seeing with the meditate part, I think is coming in a little bit more, because it's saying, you know, you've completed this and you're complete with it, and you're looking for someone else to review it for you, which is great, and you should. But I feel like there may be pieces that you're going to realize later that you forgot. So it's saying to take this all in, say, yes, I've completed the project. And it's here, and it's ready to go when it's time. But just take the next couple weeks and just really, like, you know, celebrate the fact that you completed it, right? Take some time to celebrate that. You know, pat yourself on the back. Say, yes, I did this. Do some, you know, some fun things that you enjoy doing. You know, go out in nature. Do, you know, whatever it is, hiking, swimming, boating. You know, go do those things. Go enjoy it. Really submerge yourself in being mindful and present in those moments. Because I think you're going to realize that you're like, hey, I wanted to put this in there and I forgot. And it's going to give you a little chance to breathe while you're marinating on your whole project being done, and you know that it's done, and when they call you, it's ready to go, and you're going to have those people out there waiting to receive it. And, you know, in the meantime, you give them little breadcrumbs here and there, but you also give yourself a chance to perfect what it is you're putting out there. so that you don't have those afterthoughts of, oh, I meant to do that, I forgot about this. Just really, you know, allow yourself to really, you know, be in it, that you've done it, that you've done this work, that you, you know, kind of reflect on all the things that you've done there. Because I feel like you're going to realize that there's things you could tweak to be just a little bit better.
Okay.
And then on your own, you know what I mean, without your editor, without, and there are going to be things that, these are going to be the things that, like, just push it over the top, too. And it's going to mean so much more to you when you realize it versus someone else. If that makes sense.
Okay.
And so I pulled a card from my deck as well, and it's always offer a helping hand. So I think the other thing you're being called to do is take these next couple weeks and be out there in the world. And when you see someone that needs assistance, just kind of offer gentle, you know, gentle little nudges, right? You don't have to be forceful or overstep, just little things that you're able to do without putting yourself out, right? And I think you're going to find some more meaningful bits there too. So, you know, when you see an opportunity to help other people that, you know, fits in with what you do, go ahead and take advantage of those opportunities, because there's going to be something there for you. And then I pulled the card of healing as well. So, again, just a reflection, you know, a lot of times when we pour ourselves out into a creative channel, it has something to do with internal things with us. So it's a form of healing. It's a form of, you know, repairing ourselves and righting ourselves with things that might have happened in our lives. And so this is a very, very powerful piece for you. You know, anytime we create something and we put it out there for the world to see, we're being vulnerable. We're putting ourselves on display, and it's uncomfortable. It's nerve-wracking. And the fact that you're doing this is huge, right? So many people don't put anything they do out on display. They don't let the world see. They don't bear their soul out there. So the fact that you're doing it is amazing, and there's so many people in awe of that. But in the midst of all of that stuff is you taking those steps, being uncomfortable, being vulnerable, and it's healing you in different ways. So, you know, like DC said, wait. You know, everything's going to happen in the divine timing. Don't try to force anything. Let things flow. You're going to have a really, really magical few weeks leading up to this. It's going to go so fast you won't even, it'll be here before you know it. But really immerse yourself in you and this time and this, you know, you should be celebrating this accomplishment. You should be, you know, celebrating yourself for doing this work and healing and growing and, you know, taking chances. Because it's amazing. Most of us don't do those things in our lives. We don't step outside our box. We don't go outside our comfort zone. You're doing these things, and people are noticing. So, you know, be proud of that. Wear it as a badge. And then, like I say, a few weeks are going to go by in no time, and really things will just happen. You'll almost have forgot about, but you'll almost have been like, oh, yeah, I still have time, and you're going to get that call. And things are going to, you know, take off running. So that's my message for you, Dion. I'm going to pass it over to Mary and see what she has to say.
Thank you.
Hi, Dion.
You're welcome.
Okay, so what I got was, those are beautiful readings, ladies. I got the same within the next few weeks. And you're going to ask for help from others, similar to the other messages. And then once you find that person or the people that are going to help you with this, with the book, the sequel, is communicate clearly exactly what you want. So those are the three cards. And then I wanted to give you a postcard from Spirit, but two fell out for you. So I'll give you the first one. It says, "Dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning.
It's normal to feel both push and pushback when entering any kind of new relationship. It's easy to admit you don't really know what to expect. What you can know, it is time to dive in and allow that new version of life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner in life, which is Spirit. You have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing, and we are so excited to see where this will take you next. We are so proud of you. Oh my gosh. And in the back, there's a beautiful angel and it says with love. Wow. So they're so proud of you. I don't know if you have someone in spirit. Do you have someone in spirit?
Yeah,
because I kept getting like somebody. Okay. Well, did one of them always poke you, like, in the back? Because I was getting poked in my back. I'm like, okay, what is this? It was, like, tickling, similar to tickling. I don't know. It was just, like, a little poke. I felt like they were, like, poking my left side. So I'm like, okay.
my grandmother.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm all by myself. I mean, so I have so many people on the other side.
Oh, okay, so it could be anyone.
Right.
So there was one more message. So this says, dear you, there are times when loss is a part of life. Sometimes a loss is welcome, like when you leave a situation that is not in alignment with your highest good. Sometimes a loss is sudden and painful, like when a loved one crosses over to our dimension. Regardless of the nature of the loss and your control over it, it your experience is asking to be acknowledged. Tears are necessary, as is grief. When you repress the natural expression of loss and try to move on too quickly, the unprocessed pain haunts you in destructive ways. We don't want that for you. Instead, let your heart break open wide. Feel the loss and integrate it. See the beauty that was, the lessons learned, and know that as you let go of what has passed, ever more of you remains. It gets better, we promise. Your heart expands with more compassion for the world than ever before. Love heals all. We are loving you, sending you love always and forever. And then in the back, there's a butterfly, and it says, you are magic. So that's a beautiful message.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Every one of those readings was just heavenly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And please give us a call when you find the people that are helping you. And like we said, you know, it's going to happen within the next few weeks. You know, like DC mentioned also, seems like fall. And, you know, the next few weeks is fall already. So good luck with everything. Stay in contact. You can call us and let us know how everything goes with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
ladies.
You.
Have an amazing show. Okay,
thank
God bless
you.
You.
God bless you.
And Mary?
Yeah.
I actually think it was Robin Williams poking you.
No way. Oh, my gosh. Unless you're
funny. Who would know that? He loves your reading. You've got so much to, you know, to be excited about yourself. He's saying, tell her. There's new beginnings. There's Mary.
Yeah.
And he's so excited for you. And I don't know, he handed me a bouquet of pink roses for you.
Aww. Maybe I'm going to receive some. I love them. I love roses and sunflowers. You know that.
Yes, but he's just telling me, like, there's something amazing coming your way. So, you know, it could be love, you know, for you. So, but he was for the caller. It was for you, Mary, you know.
Aww. Thank you, Robin. And I am totally open for love.
I'm actually seeing now, he's showing me the gentleman that you're going to connect with. I feel like he has hair on the lighter end of the spectrum.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's blonde hair or gray hair, but it looks like a lighter, you know, lighter hair. And Robin is saying he's going to be so kind and romantic and a very mature, you know, stable man. And, you know, it's going to be, a beautiful, beautiful partnership between the two of you, you know, a beautiful journey of love.
Wow.
I believe
that's
it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
I agree with Robin and DC, Mary. Totally.
Oh, thanks. Yay! Yay for Mary! I love getting readings.
Something's coming, Mary. Something's coming.
Yeah. I feel it, you know, because with every ending,
sure
there's
did,
a
right?
new beginning, a new beautiful beginning, you know. So,
yeah,
I'm so ready.
To watch
open,
your
yeah.
your you know your wording, you feel it because he'll be poking you all night.
Oh yeah, hey Robin, stop that. now I know it's him.
Yeah, it is him, definitely.
So are you ladies ready? We have some new callers, some new area codes,
yep.
which I love to pick
yes.
up. So I'm going to start taking those off. Okay, awesome. Area code 828, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, Stan from North Carolina.
Hi, Stan. How are you?
How y'all doing?
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can come up with one. Wow.
You don't have to have one.
Right. You
well,
could just
you know,
ask for a message.
I may need to say a few things before I get to the question part. Anyway, I don't know if you remember me. I called in a couple weeks ago, and I'm the guy that's has an 8-year-old son, and his mother and I are separated. And
and
she's a narcissist individual. Anyway, I just took my son back yesterday. I have him from Tuesday to Tuesday, and it's just so awesome when we're together. It can be a bit of a challenge sometimes because we're like together 24/7. But it's very curious to me. Maybe I'm sure y'all could give me some kind of perspective on what I experienced over the last week. About money a week ago, I was having this. I felt like I was having a huge moment realization that of seeing myself bigger than I've ever seen myself before, as far as potential, seeing myself in a light that's totally different than I've ever seen. And I feel like the junk that has accumulated from the most recent relationship just fallen by the wayside, and I'm at a place where I can see things I haven't seen before. And then after I picked my son up, I'm not sure what was going on last week, but I was feeling some stress. It wasn't until yesterday that I realized it was not mine. And also over the course of the week, I found myself at several moments where I felt like I was just going to start crying. In fact, a couple of times I did. And didn't know what the heck that was. So anyway, I'm here. I'm visiting you ladies again. I enjoy your input and your perspective, and wanted to see what if anything you might be getting from your sources that I need to hear. This other thing is, I feel like there's something my guidance is wanting me to see that I haven't seen before. It's something new, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, yes. Jan, I'll let you go first, and then CC. And
okay.
Mark.
Sure. Hey, Stan.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. So, I don't remember what the animal I gave you last time, because I never look, you know, before the show. I never look back at the show and reread anything, because I don't want to have anything coming in my mind. I just want it to be pure and clear on the next time that we talk. So what I saw right away is a duck. I saw a duck. I don't know if I gave you duck last time. I feel like I did.
Dragonfly.
That's familiar.
Oh, I gave you dragonfly. Okay, well, today is a duck, and the duck is right at my face. This duck is like almost touching my face, and and it's this is a time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically. It's a time to have fun, maybe even get silly. The time of turmoil has passed, so now you can release any pent-up emotions that you have been suppressed. That may be why you started to cry, because you're starting to release emotions, and that's what the duck is saying. This is a good time to do that. And do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort rather than trying to deny your need for this. So that's what the duck is all about, is emotions, and that's what you're having right now. And it's absolutely normal, I would think, that you would be having emotional release, since you are going through a breakup with your wife, and it's a trying time. I mean, that's absolutely, you know, of course. And it says right here, to enjoy the company of others, particularly those of like mind and spirit. You're very amiable and quite emotionally expressive. You're a resilient individual able to bounce back easily. So the other thing that I wanted to say to you, because I remember you said this the last time about your wife, and please don't be offended by what I'm saying at all. I'm just noticing it, okay? This for your own good is because I'm working on the law of attraction these days, and I'm working on I am affirmations, I am good, I am, you know, I am all these things from
right.
Louise Hay. And I noticed
right.
that you talked about your wife being you called her whatever that was. I can't think of the name now. You called her that, and you called her that the last time too. Which is, I mean, it's fine. I understand because she's hurt you, and you've had to go through all kinds of stuff with her. But what I'm wondering is maybe next time that you talk about her, don't call her that word, don't call her that name. Call her something else. You know what I mean? That might be, try to look at her in a different light, a more positive light, even though I know she may be that kind of personality and she's hurt you and all kinds of stuff, but maybe to try and change the energy of that, of her with you, call her something else, maybe more positive, like my wife is a work in progress and she has things that she needs to work out, and you know what I mean? And she and I are trying to work those things out now. It's been a rough go, but we're working them out now. You know what I mean? Just to change that energy so that it doesn't stay in that light of negativity. Because you are right now going through this change, and you're doing it. You're doing it. You're really doing it, and you're releasing. And the duck has come in to tell you that you are releasing now because your emotions are really releasing. And I saw the rainbow last time, and I still see the rainbow for you. So I feel that you are coming, you're going to be all right. And you're just having a wonderful time with your son, and that's just so nice, you know, that's so positive, that's so wonderful. You have that going for you. So to me, I think it's normal that you're having emotional release right now. So I just want to leave you with that and wish you all the best, and I'm glad to hear from you again.
Well, I want to thank you. I'm with you on what you said about using that term. Frankly, the only reason I used it this time is sort of get y'all so y'all can remember who I am, you know, parts of my story.
Oh, I know. Sure.
I really
understand.
I prefer to come up with, you know, other ways of referencing whatever we're going through.
So,
appreciate that. And the duck seems appropriate because the duck, there's a playground I go to with my son that has a duck pond.
Uh-huh.
And the ducks are constantly coming up on the playground. And they come up and they look at you like they are communicating.
Yes. Yes. Oh, how neat. That is neat.
And I'm not putting you down at all or you know, trying to say
problem.
Anything negative towards you. I'm just, because of what I'm going through myself, too, with a, I've had this horrendous health problem, and people have told me over and over, stop saying certain words, start saying these
right.
words. You need to, you got to
right.
change your energy. You got to change your outlook. You got to change your whole way of, you know, saying things so that you can start getting well. And so I'm
right.
really into it. DC and Mary have really helped me with this. And of course, Liz, by listening, I just listen to Liz and what she says. But so I'm, that's all. I'm just passing that on to you is all I'm saying.
Okay.
I think you're
Thank
doing
you.
Very well. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, Stan. And Stan, this is DC. I agree with everything that Liz has to say. And I feel like, you know, new energy is coming in around you as you, you know, as you let go of, you know, the energy between, you know, you and your wife and everything, let it go. And this is a time to just try to fill your heart with love and joy, okay, and bless, you know, bless that union that you had with her. Look at the beautiful son that you have. So, you know, you came together and you both have that beautiful son, okay?
Yep.
I see Jesus around you. I don't know if you feel his presence, but I do feel like Jesus is with you as well, Stan, and he's going to help you, okay? He knows what you've gone through, and he's just asking you to please have faith, okay?
Yes.
And like I said, this isn't the end of your story. This is going to be a beautiful, beautiful new beginning. Okay? Try to stay in the, you know, in the present, you know, in the here, in the now. And when you start to think about things from the past with your wife, whatever it is, just say, I release, and then name it, okay? I release, I release, I release. And you can even lay in bed while you're ready to go to sleep, and if something, and you could just keep saying "I release" because you don't want to project that kind of energy into the future, okay? I see all the beautiful angels around you. They want to come in and they want to bring forth, you know, the help that you need to heal your past, okay? So embrace
right.
the, you know, the angels coming in. Invite them in. They can come in your dream time too if you want. And I'm getting there's going to be like a lot of information received. There is going to be healing coming your way. One of the first angels that I saw was Archangel Raziel. Okay? And Raziel is going to come in and, you know, and he's going to help you because he's saying that you know, you're filled with all of these feelings that are not loving feelings. And he said he's going to come in and he's going to help you to just, you know, allow yourself to be the beautiful person you are and allow your, you know, and he's going to help you to love yourself, okay? Because I feel a little bit of self-doubt in regard to love. And he's saying that you know, you don't even realize how amazing you are. There's so many times, Stan, that you underestimate the beautiful person that you are. Okay? And he's saying, don't let anyone, you know, bring you down. Okay? And through,
yes,
you know, the eyes of the divine, you're going to see yourself, you know, through these beautiful eyes, and you'll see that you are your person. Okay? I would suggest doing a little bit of mirror work where you know, stand in front of a mirror daily and you just speak really kindly to yourself and you tell yourself that, you know, I love you, Stan. I love you. And just say some nice, you know, things to yourself. You're deserving of the love that, you know, you're seeking, that you're waiting for. And I was getting like new is coming your way. I saw flowers and the little buds were opening and all the heaviness that you had, you know, from the past experiences, they fade away. Okay? So please allow anything that is not loving to just, you know, to be released, okay? And when you do, you're going to see how amazing that you feel, and you're also going to see how life is going to change for you, okay? So
yes.
Archangel Raziel, he's filled with such wisdom. He has amazing higher spiritual wisdom. And he's saying, I am with you. He's going to help you to tune into your higher self, Stan, okay? And
okay.
He comes in, you know, his purpose is to come in and help you heal. And he's going to come in daily, say his name daily, and allow him, you know, along with the other angels to come in and help you heal. Because I feel like the first thing that I heard was I heard trauma. The memories that you have, there's so much trauma there. Okay, there's a little
mm-hmm.
bit of fear. And he's going to help to release that with you. He's going to help you to release it. Okay? So do
okay.
that and do it along with, you know, the suggestions that Jan herself has said. And I do feel, you know, like this is a beautiful time. I feel like, you know, you need to get out and just, do you go to the beach? Because I'm seeing, like, the water and I'm seeing the sand. Are you able to get, like, you know, close to a beach, go to a beach with maybe your son even, and enjoy yourself?
Well, we have been going to the pool. I'm in the mountains of North Carolina, so.
Okay, well, that works. Yeah, that works.
6 hours from the
and
shore.
Enjoy
yeah.
when you can, because big changes in your life are coming. And this is, like, the end of this, you know, this part of your life. My dog Ginger is showing a door that's closing. Okay, so this is your chance to leave behind anything that is not love, okay? You've got to release it, because when you release it, you let go of it, you're making room in your heart for love to come your way. Okay? So
yes.
Ginger's saying, you know, you were the caterpillar, Stan, and you're not that anymore. Now you're a master butterfly. You're going to have amazing new beginnings, and you're going to see, you know, how much that by letting go of all that you've held on with your life, that you've transformed yourself amazingly, okay? So I'm just hearing, like, you know, there's going to be a happy home, positive thinking, you know, the stress is gone, your emotions are, they feel better, you have heavenly assistance with you, and you could really start enjoying your life. So I asked the angels, well, when? Like, when will this, you know, happen for you, Stan? And I do feel that it can happen, like, I'm getting, like, after summer, so in the fall. Okay? So I would ask you to just take this time, honor yourself, love yourself, allow yourself to release anything that is not love, okay? And this helps you to, your energy to be, like, the highest vibration it can be, and you're going to attract someone amazing into your life. You're going to say, DC, you know, ladies, life feels really magical right now, okay?
Yes.
So I hope that helped you, Stan, okay, because
awesome.
You're getting ready for an amazingly happy and joyous time of your life, okay?
Yes.
Have you been seeing butterflies at all? Because now I just saw, like, so many butterflies around you.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up. when I was at the pool last week with my son, we were sitting there because every now and then they call for adult swim. All the kids have to get out of the pool and have to sit there and have a snack and talk. And this butterfly, little teeny tiny butterfly, comes in and he's on the ground and then he gets on my foot. And then he doesn't want to get off. And Shane is watching that and she's like, gee, Dad, I wish... You know, I don't want him to get on my foot. And so next thing you know, he gets on Shane's foot. So,
how beautiful.
It was a teeny, tiny guy, such a smallest butterfly, but it was big enough that you could see its colors were like red and yellow.
Beautiful.
Anyway, it was about a week ago.
The last message, Stan, that I have for you this evening is Robin
yeah.
Williams, who's been with us since the beginning of the show. And he wants to help you to believe in love again, okay? And he's saying it's going to be so much better this time around. It's going to be amazing.
Wow.
So that's what I have, and I hope it helped. I'm going to turn you over
Thank
to the lady, Stan. God bless.
Thanks so much. All right. Thank you.
Hi, Stan. It's Liz.
Hey, Liz.
I have three great cards for you, and I agree with DC and Jan's beautiful messages. I was glad that DC already agreed with everything I was going to say before I said it, so I'm happy about that.
that's funny. I was thinking, did I miss something? Because
I'm like, wow, it must be good.
That's pretty good.
So I said, you know, you're talking about your wife, and you know, I agree with Jan. You know, the sometimes we have to remember to see people outside of the situation. When we're in the situation, right? We have a point of view, and we have feelings, right? So sometimes it's important for us to step out and say, wait a minute, let me look out here. Let me look from the outside and, you know, what is it? Why does she act this way? You know, what in her life has caused her to do this, right? Or to behave this way? What was her conditioning growing up? Any number of things. You know, if she had something happen, whatever. Look at those. Why does she behave that way? And then remember that this behavior, it's a call for more love. You know, it's where somewhere in her life where she feels she's inadequate, and she's aware of it subconsciously, even if not consciously, and you know she tries to make up for it in negative ways. That's what we do. That's how we're programmed as humans. When we're not good at something, we try to lash out at everyone else about it to make ourselves feel better. So remember that, and I believe. You're a healer as well, correct, Stan?
Yes.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I remember that you're also a healer.
Good.
So, you know, remember that and just send love her way. You know, she's doing things to get a reaction because that's really all she has left at this point, right? She knows that you've left the relationship. She knows that, you know, it's not ever going to be the same again, all those things. And so, you know, sometimes we behave certain ways when things are going to end because we don't like things ending, right? So the first card I got for you was card number 5, which 5 is my power number because I'm the oldest of 5 girls. So I always take that. When I see a 5, I'm like, yes! and the card is surrender. It says, surrender to what is, the now, be present. And if guidance is needed, don't forget to ask for it. You are not alone. So a couple of messages when I pulled these cards. The cards I felt very strongly attached to you and your son, you know, the time that you spend with him. He said you love it. It's magical. You absolutely, you know, it's your favorite time. Be all there. Be all you. Be all human, right? You said it's difficult because you're together 24/7. Oh, yeah, it is. It's hard to be. With a kid stuck right up your butt 24/7. You know, but we all have to go through it at some point. It happens to all of us. But you know what? It's what we do with that time when they're watching us, when they're the most, I always say the most sponge-like, because this is the time when they absorb everything up to a certain age. You're actually closing in on that window of you're not going to know anything in a couple of years. So take advantage of what you have now.
I know that
and
one.
You know what? When you have those hard moments and you experience emotions and you're upset or you're frustrated or whatever, let your son see you. Don't be ashamed of it. But then explain it to him after, right? Like say, you know what? I'm sorry. It's got nothing to do with you. I'm frustrated. It's hard for me sometimes to deal with my feelings. Because he needs to know that that's part of life. You know, we all go through that. We all deal with that same thing, right? We all get overwhelmed and worked up and stuff like that, you know. And teach your son, you know, work on meditation and breathing practices with him. He's so at a pivotal point in his life where these things will help him immensely. You know, teach him, you know, I have a simple class that I taught kids. And the first thing I taught them was 3 deep breaths. Anytime they start to get agitated or flustered or frustrated, close their eyes and take 3 deep breaths. In through their nose, out through their mouth. It immediately relaxes them. Yep. So good. This is, you know, perfect. You're laying the groundwork. you know, but let them know about emotions. Let them know about, you know, how you're feeling in the moment. Sometimes, you know, if he's witnessing things between you and his mother, you know, explain to him in what's appropriate for his age? You know, I mean, you're his parent, so you explain to what you believe his level is. You know, why his mother acts the way, you know, acts this way. And, you know, sometimes we have to understand other people and their emotions, right, and have those conversations. And make sure that you're asking him about his emotions and how he feels, too. You know, I think it's very important that kids understand that it's okay for them to feel upset or sad, and that they can tell us about it and talk to us about it, right, as their parents. They shouldn't be ashamed or worried about that. I don't think that that's a problem that you have with him now, but, you know, just having an open dialogue and asking what their feelings are as he starts to progress into these teen years is going to be really important. And I think if you start a foundation of that now, he'll be more apt to, you know, keep that dialogue open as he grows. So the surrender was the first card with the two of you. The second one, and I kind of already gave you the message, was every time you stumble, there's a chance to learn a new way to get back up. So that, again, is explaining, you know, when you have those moments of frustration, when we're not our best self, right, that it's okay to feel those emotions. It's okay to express those emotions and then, you know, say, hey, that's not me. I'm just having a moment. Like, I need to be better. I need to act better. You know, let them know when you know you need to relearn, right? Let them know it's okay to make mistakes, because we all do it. It's so important, because, you know, we've kind of had a couple generations of people that think it's not okay to fail or to make mistakes or to try again, you know, and it's important that we all know that we all make mistakes and we all fall down and we all just learn a different way to get back up. We learn a way that works better. We're meant to fall down. We're meant to fail until we know, until we learn, until we find out what works for us. And there's nothing wrong with that. And then the last card I pulled is really in relationship to you, and it's going to sound directly related to your ex-wife, but it's you in relationship to the world in general, really, and it's compassion. And I just wanted to read you what it says in here. It's a time to soften your heart a little and offer a sympathetic ear to those close to you who are in need of your love and support at this time. Often emotional hurts cause the heart chakra to close, preventing any feelings of tenderness towards others. It's time to break down your defenses and remember that a trouble shared is a trouble halved. Try to imagine how it feels from another's point of view as you start to hone your natural warmth and sympathetic nature. Compassion occurs when your heart expands and opens up to embrace both the emotions of others and those of your own. So go easy on yourself. So that's a lot to do, too, about, you know, what you were saying. You had these emotions of other people. You knew they weren't yours. I share a lot of times that when I get up in the morning, I put myself in a bubble, right? And what I ask, you know, most people say, you know, I don't want to feel other people's emotions, you know, or energy or whatever. And I ask to be able to feel and know what their emotions are, but to not take them on as my own. Because I want to know when I have to deal with people all day long, I want to know what those people are, where they are feeling, what state are they in emotionally at that moment when I'm dealing with them, so I know how to handle them. But I don't want to take on their emotions. I don't want to, you know, take them on as my own. I just want to be aware of what they are. So I can feel them, but I don't absorb them. And that's what works for me. So I share that with you because I think it's, you know, as empaths and as healers, we want to expose ourselves to feel those emotions because that's how we help people. But we don't always think that we can feel them and not absorb them. So that's something I like to share because a lot of people say, you know, cut me right off. And then they wonder why they're not having, you know, why they're not doing as well at the, you know, why they can't feel things as well as they used to. And it's because they've cut themselves completely off when you can ask to not take them on, but still be aware of them. So, you know, maybe try that in the morning when you get up to be aware you know, when we're out in the world, we are exposed to all kinds of people's emotions. And when we're living life and we have family members and friends, right, that we interact with, there's a lot of emotion. So when we can be aware of emotions but not take them on, it helps us. It also helps us decipher who is feeling what, so we're not so confused. So I hope that that helps you, Stan.
Okay, thank you.
We wish you the best of luck with everything, and I will pass you on to Mary.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Those were beautiful, ladies. Well, Stan, I agree totally with what everyone said. The cards that fell out for you, I pulled from the Keepers of the Light for you. And just like DC brought in Jesus, or Jesus came in strong for you, the Master Jesus forgiveness card came in for you. And he wants me to read for you the piece where it says, forgiveness, you are on the path of light, love, and forgiveness. Father, healing is possible at this time. And then it says, forgiveness is an act of self-love. You are being encouraged to know that whatever you have done to yourself or others, the divine is not condemning you. You don't have to forget what has happened, but you no longer need to allow your whole story to be defined by a situation that doesn't support your happiness. Wow, that's so true. Jesus is here to bring miraculous shifts of healing to you and all those around you, and to release you from the burden of self-loathing. He wants you to know that he sees the child of God within you. He also brings clarity and healing to any situation concerning your father, either on earth or in heaven. So the Master Jesus came out, but other cards came out for you. The Shekinah, sacred self. It says, unleash your spirit, express your gifts, and dance to the sacred rhythm of life. Lady Nada came out for you, which is, it's the heart awakening, right? Softening that heart. What you went through, you need to, like, release and let go, as DC said, you know. And then I'm going to show you something. I'm going to share something that I've done as well. It says, awaken to acceptance and divine love, give and receive in balance. That's Lady Nada. And then Master Jesus, I gave you that one. And Bridget is inner strength. Move back to wholeness. Recognize that you have the power. So you have the power to heal. And she's holding fire in her hands, and it's really like your inner strength, right? And you're a healer as well, right? So we need to learn how to heal ourselves, you know, as healers. And so I picked this little thing that I did for someone. So this is a time for you to visualize yourself, the situation, and everyone involved enveloped in a golden light of goodness and grace. It's important to know that angels of peace are encouraging you to let them bring peace to this situation. And then trust the process, right? Put her and you and your son in this golden light of goodness and grace, and just ask, you know, all the angels, Master Jesus. I mean, he's with you. He came through with DC. He came through again with the card, you know, and just like envelop her and the whole family in this beautiful golden light, you know, and you'd be surprised how much healing could come through, you know, and again with the, you know, like the situation, you know, it's better to let go and see her in that golden light, and no name calling anymore. Okay, Stan? Because, you know, it's just like the energy stays there. So it's you have to like change the energy, right? So just see her in a different light, right? Because we must forgive, right? And it's not only for, it's not for her, it's for you. It doesn't mean you're going to forget what happened, but you need to forgive so that you can move on with your life. And all these beautiful things that we see coming in for you will come in. But until you do that and see her in that golden light, you know, and forgive, then, you know, it's going to be really hard. But I know you have it in you, you know, you're a healer, and, you know, just just keep saying it and do the releasing that DC mentioned, you know, because it really works. I mean, she's helped me a lot with the release, you know, and it's just like I release and put her name, and I release any emotions associated with such and such, you know, and things like that, and just continue. Like, you could do your own releasing, you know, with the names or the person or the situation, you know, but with that golden light, it's just, you know, amazing. So that's what we have, Sam, and I hope that helps you. And so looking forward to, you know, you calling us back and letting us know that everything is great.
Well, thank you, ladies, Jan and Mary and Liz and DC. I've gotten so I could recognize who's talking now. it's like you spent a lot of time with me. I hope that perhaps some of what was said can help others who are waiting to their turn. And,
yeah.
You know, I appreciate everything
yeah,
that you all
does.
Do and everything you said. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome,
Dan.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Oh, that was sweet. Beautiful. I love when Master Jesus comes on. Oh, I love Jesus.
Yeah.
That was so amazing. I just listened to all of you, and I just went, wow, this just blows my mind.
So beautiful.
I loved it. Yeah, it was.
The same way, Jan, when you give your reading, Suhan.
Yes.
It just says,
thank
yeah.
you.
It's just as beautiful. Yes, it is.
I'm going to say, Dan brought up a good point, though, too, is that the messages we give to callers that we're on the line with, a lot of
yes.
times they do
mm-hmm.
apply to other people. They do resonate with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, take it with you. It is meant for you, you know, because maybe
yeah.
we won't be able to get
yeah.
to you tonight on the show, or we won't be able to
right.
answer that part of your question on the show or something. These messages are made for you if they make sense. If you hear something that says, hey, that relates
mm-hmm.
to my issue, take it with you. Because it's not just
yeah.
for the caller.
Right. Because if you're on, that means that you were meant to listen to that message, you know. Divine timing, right?
Absolutely.
When we're ready to
yep.
to hear it. So we're yep. going on to our next caller. I'm just trying to see if I don't recognize numbers. Okay. Area code 863. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, ladies. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, I wanted to see what the angels have for guidance around moving, relocating, possibly this year, hopefully before the
okay.
evening.
Okay.
Yeah. Should I go, DC, or do you want to
yeah,
go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine, honey.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Hi, Julia. It's Jan, and just immediately the chipmunk just shows up right away. So I just want to see if I can get some info on the chipmunk. The chipmunk is a neat, I think DC saw a chipmunk around me the other day, I think, or maybe it was a squirrel. Yeah, it was a squirrel, I think. But the chip... And the squirrel is really cool. The chipmunk, trust that you're well protected and that there is no real danger you have to face. Be curious and willing to investigate anything of interest that comes your way. Go out for walks. When you do, take the time to explore anything that attracts your attention, from the tiniest pebble, flower, to the vista that's on the horizon. Once you've completed a creative piece or project, keep it to yourself for a few weeks before revealing to others. Pay attention to the vocal characteristics of those you encounter, like the volume, pitch, inflection. The actual words are a way of discerning more about a person than the speech alone. You asked about moving. Is that what you asked about?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And but they're saying more about this. You carry yourself with the aura of confidence and certainty. Your movements are quick, unpredictable, and decisive. And noticeable and sometimes dramatic shifts and changes occur for you in 3 month or 1 year cycles. So that's what the chipmunk is. And I'm going to let the ladies, I just see water right now. So I don't know if you're around water or if you're thinking about moving near water. And I'm seeing a boat on water. Not sure if water is in your if you're wanting water in your future, but I'm seeing it around you, and with a boat also. So
I love being around water. That's my happy place.
Okay, that's why I'm seeing it.
And Jan, I see water too, but it's frozen. So I'm asking into it because I feel like I see like a pond and the pond is frozen. So I feel like winter would be the time to move.
Okay.
That's what I was getting. I feel like Julia needs a little bit more clarity.
Okay.
Okay, so, and I'm getting like, Julia, like, don't worry, but I asked twice and I see a winter scene. You know, do you like to, like, walk even in the colder weather? You know, just take a nice brisk walk? Because I do feel like, you know, I see you, like, outside, and, you know, you're bundled up really nice, but you seem like you don't mind, like, the cold weather. You get out in it maybe for a little while. So I really do feel like I said, like, winter would be a better time. The angels are with you, and they're going to help you to sort everything out. So I do feel like, you know, you're indecisive right now, and they're just saying, please don't worry about anything. Okay?
Thank you.
So that's what I'm feeling, Julia, is, like I said, wintertime would be, you know, a better time for you to, you know, to move forward. And when Jan was giving her animal totem reading, Jan, I actually saw an ostrich, and I've never seen an ostrich.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So the ostrich is basically telling her she's got to sort of sort things out right now.
Mhm.
So do you have any more information about what an ostrich would be telling her?
Let me see what the ostrich says.
That's a neat animal.
I was curious, DC, if you felt like any specifics on the sort things out. What are you meaning? Do you get any specifics around what?
I'm just a little bit of an indecision. You know, there's a little bit of confusion coming your way. And I feel like the change is going to be good, Julia. Okay? I feel like, you know, when it happens, it will happen quickly. But in the meantime, connect with your angels and let them help you because this is going to be a beautiful time for you. And they're going to, like, I see like them illuminating a path and helping you. Okay?
Okay.
So I want to see if Jan has any more information on the ostrich.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the ostrich says, sort out whatever is no longer useful to you and let it go to make room for the new, which is what you're doing, I think. You're completely protected from any harmful psychic or spiritual intrusions. Find some practical uses for whatever inspirations and ideas have come to you recently. Be it courageous in exploring and gathering information from new spiritual ideas. It says you're capable of accessing other dimensions of the spiritual realm while staying grounded. You don't tolerate any intimidation or threats, and you're a very practical person. Once you've gathered enough intuitive information, you make very sensible choices. So that's really good. That goes right with your move on how you're going to do things. And you know when to stand tall and let yourself be seen and known. And you know when to lay low and be less visible. Ooh, that's neat. And yeah, that's what the ostrich says. That's,
you know,
awesome.
It's so funny. Well, let me give you one validation for that, because while I've been listening to you, I've been literally going through my clothes, trying them on, seeing what fits, what doesn't fit, what's, you know, to let go of. So that was part of the message cool. that you just read. So thank you. I just wanted to confirm
right on.
For you and DC, you know, that I'm trying. I'm doing so thank you.
Julia, do you have, like, a brother in spirit, a brother or a friend that was like a brother? Because I feel like there's a male in spirit that has been around you and just saying, you know, you don't have to go through all of this, you know, alone. We're here to help you. But I see a male.
I have a lot
and
of
I actually
male
like,
in spirit. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
brother,
and I feel like,
I
you know, the male,
like
they may have a birthday in and around the colder months.
Okay.
So, okay, honey. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I do feel like this, you know, this gentleman in spirit, brother figure has a, like a cold weather month. Like, you know, it could be October, November, December. But I feel like they have a birthday in the colder weather, and they're around you. And I feel like, you know, at times, like during the night, they come in and they just, they watch over you. So I don't know if you've felt anything while you're, like, maybe laying in bed or something. But I feel
I
that energy around.
But I sleep really restlessly, so maybe that's why they're around me. They're trying to bring me peace because I toss and turn
and
wake up a lot. And so, yeah.
Yeah, Julia, you don't have to struggle to talk to them, okay, hon?
Okay.
And I'm getting peace more. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies because I think my dog is seeing spirit around here running around, so I'm going to mute myself for a couple of seconds here.
Okay, thank you, DC.
Hi, Julia, it's Liz. So I have four cards for you. Two of them popped out of the first deck, and I thought this was kind of interesting. The first one is card number 43, Vibrate. Vibrate high. Allow all clues left to you to be discovered. Guidance is always near. So, you know, just like DC was saying, you can call on your angels to ask for help right there at the end. Call all the time. You know, take some time in meditation. You know, ask your angels to point you in the right direction, you know, for the place to go, when to move, all those things, because they are there to help you. And this card has a beautiful white feather on it. And 4 plus 3 is 7. The next card that came out, these two cards, actually, when I was shuffling, they flew out of the deck together. The next card is number 16, Enthusiasm. And this is a picture of a beach. You know, it looks like, I would say, a beautiful Florida beach with the sunset. And enthusiasm of being alive, enthusiasm for being. Take a moment to be. Just be and notice. And again, 1 plus 6 is 7. So, something to do with 7, you know, whether it's 7 weeks, 7 months, that I'm not really clear on. But, you know, it's really about you tapping into your intuition, being present in the moment and enjoying your moments, because I think that you are very, you're pretty in tune with that now. But you can, you know, we can always get better at it. And you have an opportunity to just hone in on it more and take advantage of it. You know, use it. It's there for us to use. You know, go inside. Be, you know, when we're present in our moments, when we're celebrating where we are and enjoying things that we have right now, right here, instead of thinking about, you know, when I move, I can do this. When I'm, you know, here, I can do that, which I don't think that you're doing now. But, you know, just think about other things in your life where you may be, you know, what do they call it? Destination happiness, right? Like, I'll be happy when I get here.
When, yeah.
And we never just say, hey, you know, guess what? Today I have a roof over my head. I have shoes on my feet. I have clothes. I have food to eat. I'm good. I can be happy right now. I have everything I need in this moment. You know, just be more mindful to do that because, you know, when you are in a better flow of gratitude, the opportunities and the, you know, synchronicities and things come faster and more often. So, you know, more things will just get you going on your way if you just really focus on you and in that inward, you know, like,
how do I feel? Do I feel good? What am I doing? You know, going through your things and deciding what you no longer need and what you should keep is great. We need to do that all over. Our physical world is a representation of our inner world. So when we declutter our closets, when we declutter the excess things that we pack and carry from place to place, it's good for us. So you're doing the right things. You're getting ready. You know, you're preparing for this move. And then the card I pulled from my deck really goes along with the enthusiasm card. It's peace begins with me. And this, again, is about, you know, the meditation, the little inward reflection. You know, at the end of the day when you crawl into bed, take a few minutes and close your eyes in the silence and just breathe deep for a few minutes and, you know, connect with your inner self. Does everything feel good? Does everything, you know, do you feel good? Do you feel okay? Is there something you need to check on or work on? Just touch base with yourself before you go to sleep at night. It'll help you immensely with your sleep. You'll sleep better. And, you know, you'll start to become more and more in tune and in flow and see more and more synchronicities, like I said before. It'll just keep improving and heightening. That's raising your vibration, you know, doing all those things. And when we raise our vibration, we're more in flow with everything. That means we're getting into alignment. We're picking up on the breadcrumbs, and we're getting into the flow of life that's there for us. So just one opportunity after another presents itself once we, you know, get ourselves there. So the last card I pulled is forgiveness. And this card is a woman standing in front of a beautiful waterfall coming down. So definitely, you know, like DC said, water. You definitely want to be near water. That's for you. That's your happy place, really. It gives you a lot of peace. So, you know, we talked about decluttering, getting rid of all those things. Forgiveness is one of those things, right? What are the things that you're holding on to? In your life, in your soul, anger at other people, any resentments, any negative things. It's time to release all those things and just realize that they came into your life either to teach you something or, you know, to help you grow. Even if they weren't positive experiences, they came for a reason. And, you know, whether those people didn't know any better, or it was a result of the, you know, the life that they had being brought up, their behavior, we have to let it go. We have to know that that was the part of them that we were meant to see in this lifetime, and that it, you know, it came into our life for a reason, and we have to be thankful that the universe brought it so that we can be aware of it, and we have to let it go and move on and know that, you know, it taught us something, and that we know that we won't do that again, or we'll handle it differently. So, you know, keep decluttering, keep tuning into yourself, you know, tuning in, take time for yourself, 5 minutes a day, quiet your mind, quiet your surroundings, tap in with you, see where you're at. You know, those things, it'll allow you to shift just a little bit. It'll be a small shift. You won't even notice. And then all of a sudden, things will just start moving and shaking in no time. You'll be in the flow, and everything will just start happening. You'll know exactly where to move. You'll know exactly when to move. You'll know exactly how to move. Everything will just go. You'll go, go, go. So I hope that message helps you, Julia. And
yes.
Let me.
Well, you know, can I just say one quick thing?
Yeah.
The card 16, enthusiasm. 16th is actually the day I was, my birthday, the day I was born, September 16th. So I just thought that was interesting that my birthday number came out. So that's cool.
Yeah. We're close.
Thank you.
September 10th.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And Julia, my birthday is September 17th.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
It.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, my ex-husband
are you
was
guys
September
Virgos?
15th. Yes.
Yeah.
Are you all Virgos? Oh, okay. I'm a Libra.
Virgo.
I'm right after you guys.
Yeah.
My granddaughter is the 22nd. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
The 7th of September, really?
No, October.
Oh,
7th.
Okay. Sorry.
So I'm a Libra.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of Virgos.
That's
awesome.
Crazy. I think DC is a Virgo, too.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's amazing.
I believe so. Yep.
Wow. So, Julia, what I got for you was similar to what the ladies were saying. In this card that came out from the Angel Answers deck, it said unlikely. But then the ladies mentioned water. And this card is showing lots of water. So there's an angel, like, above water, and she's just shining, and the sunset is behind her. So, again, the water comes up for you. And then I looked at the meaning of on the book because they wanted me to, and it says, place your focus on an alternative possibility. Open your eyes to different opportunities. Be willing to experience a unique and more uplifting outcome than what you had planned for yourself. And I'm so chilled. So that's definitely what they wanted me to point out to you. And then with that, I don't know if you're looking for romance because the romance card came out for you with your question. So with that move, there's going to be romance somewhere in there. Or if you're already in a relationship, it's going to become stronger. A postcard from Spirit I got for you, and it says, dearest you, there is only one you, and you have a unique path and a special purpose. You're supposed to have specific experiences in this world and meet certain people, but then it is up to you how you live, how awake you choose to be, and how willing you are to grow and strip away what's false. Don't compare yourself to others. It's easy to think a person is happier just because their outside looks good according to society standards, but you can't know anyone's internal experience. Compare yourself only to your past self. See how far you've come. Don't be distracted about what others are doing or accomplishing. Stay focused on what inspires you. That's how you get successful and find happiness. Want what you have now, not what someone else has. We love you immensely and know your journey ahead is sparkling with miracles and wondrous things. Trust. Loving you forever and ever. And then there's, in the back of the card, there's a dragon. And it says, you are fierce, Julia.
Ooh. Wow, that
you
was a wonderful card.
Fierce.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome.
Yeah, so
wow.
So you have dragon energy, too. So you can call in dragon energy. To help you also, you know. So that's beautiful that and synchronistic that everyone picked up the water. So, you know, and
yeah,
the romance
yeah.
card, you know, and, you know, just open yourself to whatever, ask spirit to help you. Ask your guardian angels to assist you, like even in your dreams or even all your guides, right, or passed on loved ones, they could guide you as well where you should go. You know, but it's definitely something that you're not thinking of. So it's something that you have not planned. So, and you're going to
wow.
find romance if that's what you're looking for or not.
Yeah,
so
yeah, no, I'm definitely open to that. So, yeah, that was cool.
So,
I'm a little surprised there.
Yeah, that
like,
is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was not expecting
that.
That
is so
that.
Awesome.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, ladies. This has been wonderful. I'm glad I called in. You gave me lots of awesome messages. So thank you all so much. And I will let you go.
You're
so
welcome.
You can go on to the next person. Thanks again. Have a great
okay.
night, ladies.
You're so welcome.
You
too,
Julia. Thank
bye.
You.
God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye. Okay.
Oh, what
so,
a great call.
Wow.
Yes, it was.
Beautiful.
So just to let the callers know, DC had to run off, but she'll be back next week as usual. You know, she had grandma duties. So... we're going to miss her, but we're going to continue. I'm trying to pick new callers, so I'm sorry for those that, you know, have called before. But Area code 717. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hi.
This is John.
Hi, John. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I actually have called before, I think back in the spring of this show.
Oh, maybe. I don't recognize your number.
It's okay. I just let you know because you wanted new callers. But
yeah.
So I've called in before about a long-term relationship I've been in that it's, long story short, it's been a struggle of mine. And I just ended the relationship this week.
Long distance, right, John?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I remember you. I remember your voice now. I didn't remember your phone number. So, okay. So what is your question? Because we have so many callers and we're just trying to get through. But
that's okay. I've been feeling like doubts about my decision, and I've also just wanted to know how, I mean, I know I'm not going to have any like immediate changes right now, so I'm wondering how do I deal with like the aspect of loneliness and any guidance from spirit on what I should be reaching out for right now, anything like that.
Okay, I just have to say this: loving yourself first. So that's what I got. I mean, I'm going to give you more because four cards fell for you, but I'm going to go, Jan will go, and then Liz, and then I will go. Jan?
Okay. Yes.
Hi,
John.
Hi.
So I'm sorry, first of all, and I know it's a rough time. Oh, gosh. Really sorry. But when you were talking, I just kept seeing... And I didn't expect to see this at all. And it was a little white poodle in a car looking out the window while the car is driving. And with the wind going against its hair, and like I felt like this was like a the little dog was representing to me of like, oh, the wind against my hair, I feel okay, I'm going to be okay. It feels good to have this wind, and just let me relax into it. Let me just feel the air against me, you know, and just let me just breathe for a while. And taking deep breaths and just I felt like the dog is just chilling out, and you just, that's how I feel like you need to do is just like let yourself relax, just take it slow. You don't have to figure it all out in your head right away and go, okay, why, and all this stuff. I just feel like I want you to just go in the wind and let the wind go against your hair and your face and just breathe, you know what I mean? But here's what the dog says here in the book: keep your face strong. No matter what's going on in your life, it's important for you to, right now, maybe volunteer for something of purely in the spirit of service. Remain determined and resolute, even if you face negativity and disappointment. And it says, you're very loyal to your friends and your community and to your work. And you do best when you can serve humanity in some way. You thrive in living and working in groups of people, and you're often the one who is quickest to help someone who's in need. You may be feeling lonely and in need of companionship. This is the time to face these difficulties and do not give up, is what they're saying here. So that's what the dog is there for you. I feel like giving you comfort that, like, right now you just need a lot of comfort, and allow yourself to receive it and to actually go get it. Like, go get a massage. Go do something that's nice for you. You know what I mean? And just take in the comfort and the nurturing, because that's what you need right now. I really feel that way. And, oh, bless your heart. That's what I want to tell you. Bless your heart. You're gonna make it through this, though. You'll make it through this. I know you will. It takes so much. It takes time. But right now, you just need nurturing, and you don't need to figure anything out. I just feel like you don't need to figure anything out right now. Just go get some nurturing. You know what I mean? Let yourself have whatever you need. Whatever you need. Go eat some ice cream. Get a massage. Go outside. You know, and if you don't need, if you want to be, you know, you might want to be around friends and loved ones too. Or if you need to be alone, I see you taking a walk, taking walks, you know.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you talk to the ladies. We're almost out of time, and I know they have good messages to give you. God bless you and take care.
Thank you so much.
Call back in, okay? You're welcome.
And that was helpful. Thank you.
Good.
Hi, Don. It's Liz. And I have some really good stuff here. So
okay.
The first thing I want to say is think about, you know, in life, sometimes we don't – sometimes we do things and we view relationships the way that we've been conditioned to see them, if that makes sense. Kids that grow up with abusive parents, right, that abuse each other, let's say, they're conditioned to believe that that's the norm, right? They're conditioned to believe that that's what is acceptable and that's what's okay in society. And so, you know, they tend to repeat the same pattern. The same thing happens when we are nurturing, loving people. We watch other people. We grow up watching people take care of people because they feel that they have to, right? They feel that it's their obligation to be there. And we may be able to see from the outside, maybe not as children, but as we get older, we may be able to see, like, they were never happy. They, you know, they did this because they felt obligated to, yada, yada, yada. So a lot of times those kind of things are what we carry into the world with us, right? That's what we walk away from our childhood life when we become adults, and this is what we take into the world because this is what we know. So think about that when you view your relationship. Breakups are always hard because we make an energetic connection to another person, right? I mean, our anticipation is that things are going to go well, right? We don't enter into a relationship thinking that they're going to fall apart. We expect them to go well.
Yeah.
Part of the thing is our expectation. It's not fair of us to make a decision about how someone else is going to behave, because the reality is that we don't know how someone's going to behave. We don't know how someone is going to react to every little thing and respond, just like they don't know that about us. So it's interesting to, you know, become aware that, hey, maybe I wasn't in this the way that I should be, right? Like, we should really, when we meet people, and none of us do this because it's just not what we were taught, it's not how how society is, right? But we should really meet people as who they are and just allow exchanges to happen. We don't necessarily have to be emotionally charged about everything someone else says or does, but we are because that's what we do as humans. That's what we know to do. So, you know, obviously this relationship has a lot of soul attachment for you, which means there's a lot of things in there that have been stirred up, broken down, undone, maybe tied up. You know, we need to get back to a place where we don't carry any of that energy into any new relationships that you have, right? Or that you harbor anything against yourself, you know, in your life as you move forward. So, you know, the first card I pulled for you, and I thought this was very cool, is number 42. It's a door. Nature is a door to connection. Allow nature to speak to you. Allow yourself to listen. Use that door, which is always surrounding you, free, given by Earth. So the door, also, like, this is a doorway, right, to a new era in your life. It's a new time period. You're going to start new things. I have to agree with what Mary said about loving yourself first. You know, I've gone through this, you know, the loneliness, that heartbreak, the things coming to an end, and you don't know what's happening. Like, you feel like your world's crashing down around you and everything's falling apart, and you know that you still have to go carry on and go forward and do things, and it's overwhelming at times. but it's okay to feel all the feelings that you need to feel, whether it's sadness, anger, you know, happiness. Go through them. Feel them now. Feel them all. Let them go. You know, what happens to us is when we don't feel these emotions, when we don't acknowledge them, when we don't, you know, express them, we hold them in, we carry them with us, and they come up later. They come up at other times that maybe are not the right times. Maybe at times they have nothing to do with this. So we want to make sure that we're feeling them and we're letting them go. And once you do that, start to really focus on you. And I, you know, a couple months ago, I came across this Wayne Dyer quote that has been so strong with me. Like, I read it and I had to stop and read it again and read it one more time to make sure that I really, really understood it. And it's, if you never fully love yourself, how do you know what to expect from someone else? Mm-hmm. So think about that. And if you don't take the time to fully love every aspect of you, because you are perfectly imperfect the way you are. Everything about you is perfect for you. It's who you're supposed to be. They may not all be great qualities, but you know what? They're the right qualities for you. That's who you are. That's your soul being. Embrace them. Celebrate them. Enjoy them. Not everyone's going to love them. That's okay. They don't have to. But the right people will love them. And as you work on yourself and you become very, very connected and love yourself, treat yourself the way you want to be treated by another individual, you know, like Jan said, schedule a massage, do things that you like to do. Find groups, you know, what are healthy activities that you like to do? Do you like to meditate? Do you like to work out? Do you like to, you know, whatever it may be, play music? Find those groups in your community where you're around like-minded people. Because they're going to help you, they're going to encourage you, they're going to raise your vibration even more. They're going to celebrate the things about you that you need celebrated, that you like. So, you know, surround yourself with those people. So get them, you know, get them as part of your life. They're going to be very important in your healing. And, you know, when you're in that process, write down a list. What do you want? When you're in a relationship with someone, the next relationship that you go into, what are the things that you want? What are you expecting? You know, I shouldn't say expecting, but what are the things that, this is me, this is John, and these are the things that won't change about me. And when I meet someone, you're going to have to like these things. And that's what, you know, because those are the things we can control. Those are the things that we shouldn't change about ourselves. The next card I got for you was stand tall and strong like a tree, but be flexible in the winds of change. So once you fully decide who you are, what you want, where you stand, and you're there and you embrace it and you're fully comfortable in it, you're rooted in it, you know that, you're secure, then you can decide what things that you'll, you know, that maybe you're willing to say, you know what, I don't need to be that way. I like this person enough that I can stop doing that, or I can do this differently. We can decide to do that. We can change that. But we can't break away every ounce of our being to do that. That makes sense. And the last card I pulled for you was healing. And so that's, you know, that's what this time is. It's a time to heal. It's a time to, we can't move into a next relationship with a heart that is, you know, gated and closed off. We need to walk into the next one with an open heart, with a clean slate, with, you know, bearing it all, ready to take on this new endeavor as if we've never been hurt before. That's what's important. We have to walk in like we have no worries, because that's what makes it a good relationship. That's what makes us fully submerge ourselves in it. And you know, you'll know when you're ready to move on to the next relationship when you feel that way, when you feel like you can walk in and not have any hesitation. If you're feeling hesitation, it's not time yet. And I don't mean that as never, but, you know, don't rush into things. Let yourself heal. You can develop a friendship with someone before you develop a relationship with them, too. So, you know, sometimes we may have to take things a little slower. But this, I wanted to read part of this healing card message to you. It says, meanings of this card, you're a natural healer. Heal using Reiki or crystals. Work with natural healing herbs. Your body craves detoxification. Make that overdue appointment. It's time for acceptance. So it's time to accept fully who you are, that there's nothing wrong with you, just the way you are. You're perfect. And the perfect person for you will find you when you fully love yourself. And that detoxification, detox your body of all that negativity, all that negative thought, all that wrong thought. Let that stuff go. Definitely go around people that are like-minded. Get yourself immersed in some activities that you love, because doing things we love and enjoy helps us clear out that stuff. It helps us get rid of it. It helps us embrace ourselves again and come back into contact with who we are. So that's my message for you, John. I'm going to give you to Mary. I think I've
thank
gone
you so
long
much.
Enough, but I hope that helps you.
It does.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow, John. Those were beautiful messages, ladies. And I, the same
thank
messages
you.
That the ladies gave you, I would give you. There's some additional ones that kept coming through because, you know, I've been through a similar situation. And all I can say is, John, is be grateful, right, that this happened, because new beginnings will come when the time is right. Cry all you need to cry. Let it all out. If you need to cry, you need to, like, go to the gym and just punch a bag out. You know, it's just like, you know, just let it all out, because and take time to heal, you know, heal and just ask the angels to help you, you know, to help you heal. And, you know, give yourself when you're, so what I was doing was, I would go in the shower and I would picture Archangel Raphael coming down with his emerald green light and just washing all that sadness out of me, you know, and all that was removed. And I mean, you know, within like, you know, I mean, it takes time, right? It depends how long you've been in a relationship for, but you know, it's just like thinking positive, crying all you need to do. One thing that I found that was very helpful when after my long-term relationship, working out was really great because, you know, you meet people at the gym and you make new friends and, you know, you just hang out and you just kind of forget, right? But again, like healing yourself and putting yourself in divine, you know, light and asking Archangel Raphael to help you heal your heart so that it may be open in the future for someone else, for you to love someone else. Because sometimes we tend to close our hearts because, you know, we've been hurt, but we need to keep it open. And, you know, forgive also, because I don't know why I keep looking at Jesus's card, forgiveness. So if there's something that you need to forgive from that past relationship, just do so, because that forgiveness is for you, not for the person, but for you to move on and to open your heart for future love, you know. And self-love is the most important. You know, it's like we get so accustomed to pleasing other people that we forget about ourselves, right? But we're the most important person. That's what we need to remember, that you are the most important person. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that are going through heartbreak because this 8-8 portal is just like, it has to do with endings and new beginnings. So in order for a new beginning to come through, you need to have a change, an ending, you know, and that's what's happening, you know, and just go through those emotions, you know. I feel like when one door closes, another one opens, you know, not to say that right away you're going to find someone, just try to heal. But four cards fell for you, John, and I have to read them because I was like, are you guys really want to give him four cards? And they were like, yes, you need to read them. So it says, dearest you, the simple yet powerful law of cause and effect means everything is in relation. in relationship, every action on earth has a consequence, and even in the spirit world, there are consequences for every action taken on your behalf. Right now, you're facing conditions that were set in motion by past decisions. Consequences are coming into being in your favor. They will remind you that making good choices and listening to your intuition pay off. If some things are a little off and uncertain, know that whatever you are facing, you can step beyond it just by using your imagination and acting on this instead of reaching to what is being presented. Everything you think and do has far-reaching reverberations in the web of life. Move to higher ground and have faith that what goes around comes around. The universe is always self-correcting anyway. Isn't that amazing how much we adore you? And then in the back, it says, you are divine beauty. Oh, that's so beautiful. So, you know, like I would say this in the show, and I forgot to say it, and all the ladies say it too, right? Our thoughts become things. So thinking positive thoughts, like I am affirmations, like when Jan opened up the show, you know, the I am affirmations, I am love, I am lovable, I am handsome, you know, I like anything to do with self-love, I am affirmations. You could find them on Pinterest, you know, and they're very helpful, you know, but every thought that we think we're bringing into existence, you know, so thinking as positive as we can, even with the situation you're going through. And then the next one is, dear Sue, let us ask you, are you looking for happiness outside of your everyday, moment-to-moment experience, thinking you will find happiness out there someday? So many go chasing a magic it out there, but it never could be found there. So we want to share a secret that should have been, that shouldn't be a secret. You are pure joy, John. What made you is pure joy, and every time you wake up and even when you sleep, you have joy waiting to be expressed inside you. Joy and happiness and fullness come from doing joy, being joy, knowing it, cultivating it, and lighting it in your heart so you can share it. You must know this so when the time comes, you will be fully free, and your joyful being and actions will turn you into a beacon of starlight. Look within and be joyful, even for tears and loss, for they mean you have lived, really, really lived. Jump into it all and love every minute. We all love you like crazy over here. And in the back it says, hope floats. So keep your hope up, you know, don't give up, and keep that joyful. Like I feel, John, like you're such a joyful person and happy person. Just keep that joy, you know, don't let that turn off. So I have two more, John. Sorry.
Okay.
Here's two. We know everything in the universe is perfect, even in its flaws, and we view the creations of spirit in total all. All is unique, yet part of a unity of existence, but the human experience is a little different from ours. You tend to have a specific standard for what you consider ideal, and this isn't serving you right now. So forget your idea of perfection and see through our eyes, allowing things to be as they are without judgment. Don't wait until a perfect moment or mood to start something. Instead, enter life with all its blossomness. You are exactly where you're supposed to be in this life. Let others be who they are too, imperfect and human, complex or simple. It doesn't matter. For there is always something to discover, experience, and love. When you drop the need for an ideal, you uncover the real treasure, which will be far more interesting and valuable. Loving you like crazy. And in the back it says, you are magic. Wow. Okay, this is the last card, John, I promise. You wanted me to read all of them for you. This is, dearest you, as you think, so will you experience life. Oh, that's what I said. Thoughts are that powerful, and they need minding. Let the unruly, chaotic ones settle down as so they serve you or get released instead of wreaking havoc. These thoughts arise when connected to the energy of fear and often masquerade as truth. Yet the real truth is that essentially all is well. Of course, you have thoughts that are positive, strong, organized, accepting, creating, open, and so on. Those are the ones we want you to keep thinking, and they have a less frantic quality. They're stimulating in a good way and don't get away from you. How do you keep an inner eye on your thoughts? Meditate and leave judgment out of the mix. Everyone has fearful thoughts. Love them, love yourself, and then choose the thoughts you want the world to reflect back to you. Life is not as hard as you think. Loving you so much. And then there's, in the back, there's two angels sitting on a bench with love. So that was it, John. So, and, oh, and since Liz brought up something about crystal, I have my crystal book out, and they asked me to give you a crystal. The crystal name is Charoti. I don't know how to say it. It's C-H-A-R-O-I-T-E, and it's for the heart.
Charite.
Charite? Oh, Charite. So now you know, John. And it's Charite marries spiritual energy with deep heart chakra love. This high vibration stone has some powerful effects. It will remind you to be present in the here and now while helping you accept the past and whatever the future may bring. It's a wonderful tool for enhancing empathy and inspiring the desire to be of service to others. It can help you overcome fear and nurture the courage you need to get through a challenging time, which you're going through right now. So it stimulates your body's energy flow and can inspire a proliferation of positivity. It also opens up a connection to the divine, creating space for spiritual guidance and insight. Healers believe it strengthens physical resilience as well. So Charite. So if you can go to a crystal shop and buy that crystal, that would be really great. It's really going to help you, because I was definitely, I mean, with Liz mentioning crystal, I was like, oh, they want me to pick a crystal. So, you know, and then keep it near as a reminder to live in the moment and to help you heal with this difficult time in your life. So that's all we have, John, for you. That was, this helped. Yeah, go ahead.
It's Liz. I just wanted to jump in, John, because I had one thing. As Mary was given the message on the second to the last card, I saw you surrounded by a group of people. You know, once you go through the sadness and the emotions, get them out, let them go. Go back to that fun-loving, happy self and be that. Don't think it's awkward. Don't think that it's unwarranted, because that's what attracts people to you. And I saw you just being yourself, being relaxed, being carefree and who you are, and you were just glowing, and you were surrounded by people that just thought you were, you know, that loved you for who you are, you know, as peers. So, you know, having people around you like that makes such a difference in your life. So allow yourself to get back there. Allow yourself, if you're not feeling good and you're not feeling happy, you're not in the right place, because that's where we should be. So just keep that in mind as you move forward. Make sure you're feeling happy. Make sure you're feeling charged and energetic, because people love you that way. You're charismatic. They want to be around you. I can see it. So let yourself get back to that place, because it's really beautiful. It's really who you are, your authentic spirit. I just wanted to give you that before we left.
Thank you so much. I'll try my best. And thank you, everybody.
Give yourself time to heal. Everyone understands that, but you know,
yeah,
you'll be tired of being sad.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Thank you
again. For calling,
John.
Very
nice.
Keep your light up, your light. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless, yeah. John.
Bye-bye.
Back if you need to, okay? Just call back.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he can call back for sure. You know, heartbreak is really, you know, it's hard, right?
Yeah.
We've all gone through it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to cry it out and realize that you're worth more than, you know, anything, right? You're the most important person. And, you know, you have to value yourself and give yourself respect, too. You know, so that's a lot of, you know, and there are a lot of lessons, right, when there's a heartbreak. Everyone comes in our life for a reason, right, and to teach us a lesson, right, for what we came here to do. So, you know, it's just giving them thanks and then sending them with love and light. Sometimes it's really difficult in the beginning, but in order to heal, right, and move on and keep your heart open, mm-hmm. you have to forgive, you know. So I know somebody has to hear that beside John that is on hold. And, you know, we apologize for all the callers that are still on hold. But, you know, the show is over. But I jotted down all the numbers, and you guys will be the first callers next week, which there's a lot. There's like a lot of calls. We'll try to get through all of you guys as much as possible. I mean, Catherine and I will be traveling next week. We'll try to do it from our retreat. But if we can't do it, then, you know, the beautiful ladies, Jan will be on, Liz will be on, and DC will be on next week as well. So, thank you, ladies. It's been a great show. God bless everybody. It's been magical, as usual.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It has. Just a fantastic show. Always.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mary and Liz and DC.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was just beautiful.
Yes. And thank you for staying on, Jan. Thank you.
Oh,
I know it's
sure.
a little
Absolutely.
Late. Okay.
It's okay.
Thank you and love you all. Okay.
Love you too. Have a great week, everyone.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.